Glass, used plasters, insects and a live snail in a bag of spinach. Just some of the contamination reported to the Food Safety Authority last year. There were more than 4,000 complaints to the organisation's advice line during 2022. Almost a third of the calls related to unfit food, while more than a quarter involved poor hygiene. Dr. Pamela Byrne is Chief Executive of the FSAI and she joins us now. Very good afternoon to you, Dr. Byrne. And thank you once again for talking to us on the programme. So just in terms, first of all, of the overall level of complaints, we're back, aren't we, at sort of pre-COVID, pre-pandemic levels?
Yes, we are. So as you said in your opening remarks, we had over 4,000 complaints from consumers in 2022. This is up from about 2,800 in 2015. And it is an upward trend that we're experiencing over the last number of years, which we're very encouraged by because the Food Safety Authority of Ireland is and always does encourage consumers to make complaints to its advice line or on its website. And this is because we have over 1,500 food safety officers that work across the country, environmental health officers, veterinary inspectors, agricultural inspectors and sea fisheries inspection officers. These are inspecting almost 50,000 food businesses across the country on an annual basis. However, they can't be in every food business every day, and therefore we rely on consumers to tell us when they see something and tell us when they see that something is not right.
And all complaints are investigated, are they?
That's correct, yes. Yeah. So when we receive a complaint into the advice line in the FSAI, we forward that complaint to those food safety officers, and they then go out and inspect that business and investigate that complaint to understand the severity of the complaint and take whatever appropriate action then is required.
The cases where items are found in food that shouldn't be there, I cited some of them. How common is that?
This would be fairly common. I mean, majority of the complaints, as you said, were in the area of unfit food. So 31% of the complaints received were in relation to unfit food. And that would very much align with where people have found things in their food that one wouldn't expect to find in food. For example, pieces of wood, pieces of glass. And these are obviously very dangerous to find in food. These would be physical hazards that have been identified. And these would be regular in the complaints that we've received over the last year. And in fact, unfit food is the top complaint that consumers have complained over to the FSAI over the last 4 years.
One of the issues that you're highlighting particularly this year is around labelling, concerns about food items that are incorrectly labelled or not clearly labelled. What are your concerns there?
That's correct. I mean, it's really important that the labels on food products or in food premises or in a food business are accurate because consumers need to make informed choices, and they can only make those informed choices based on the information that are either presented in the business on the menu or on the label of a food product. And what's particularly important is where, for example, if there's allergens contained in foods, and we've had a number of complaints over the years where allergens have not been correctly declared. And an example of this is where a product says on the front of the pack that it's gluten-free. And obviously, if you're celiac, it's really important that you know whether or not the food has gluten in it or not, because gluten is very, very dangerous for celiacs. And if the product then has gluten in it and hasn't declared that properly on the label, then that's obviously a very, very big concern for both consumers, but also for the FSAI as well.
All right. Well, plenty there for people to take a look at if they're so minded. We'll leave it there, though. Dr. Pamela Byrne from the Food Safety Authority of Ireland. Thank you very much for that. Back with more after this short break.